a happy Monday. After a Super Bowl, no less. To all Hank Vincent family that choose to celebrate it.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
Is he okay over there?
A lot of people say we should have this day off.
I know. I'm starting to think 73% of HR managers. Good morning, Mrs. Buckner.
Good morning to you on this ninth day of the second month of 2026. 40 into this year. 325 left to go. We got 5 days until Valentine's Day. Because the hits just keep coming.
So many birthdays this week.
Rapidly this Saturday. 8 days until Mardi Gras, a week from tomorrow's Fat Tuesday. Today, otherwise known as National Pizza Day. It didn't have enough play yesterday? Really?
What is it? I mean, does anybody even have any pizza left?
Maybe leftover
pizza.
Does this
mean we have to buy more?
This is it. Toothache Day. That's fun.
Deep within the confines of my soul. Yeah, last week I got the root canal.
Ken Buckner.
No, I'm fine.
Are you Heather Lee.
That's it. National Bagels and Lox Day.
Yeah, I mean, I'll do the bagel and cream cheese. The lox is a little...
It's not good to have when you have, though, a toothache. Bagels are awful chewy.
It's cured, not smoked.
It's National Cut the Cord Day. I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah,
I want to go back to the way things were.
One cable company for the entire area, and the city council picked it.
Trying to... pull up the Kid Rock halftime thing yesterday, and I just about lost my cool.
I know. I was telling my family.
Why can't it just be on a channel?
I have no idea. It's somewhere.
As it was an alternative halftime. Today is National Develop Alternative Vices Day.
Oh, like Miami Vice?
Sure.
Crockett and Tubbs?
That would be one.
Okay.
Read in the Bathtub Day.
Okay.
And Stop Bullying Day.
Every day.
On this date in history, things happen of note, such as, well, with Olympics going on and football just wrapping up. It was on this date in 1895, they decided they needed something to do, so they started volleyball. It was invented by W.G. Morgan. I would not have guessed that. Happy birthday, volleyball.
It's no pickleball.
Wilson. On this date, 1942, in the midst of World War II, daylight saving wartime went into effect in the United States with clocks turned hour, 1 hour forward. Oh. Now we're stuck with it.
Oh, we're going to do that again soon, aren't we?
We won the war. We could probably
America.
We could probably stop
USA.
Doing it.
USA!
Thank you. On this date, 1964, 74.7 million people watched the Beatles perform on the Ed Sullivan Show.
I mean, they're no Bad Bunny.
Or Lee Brice.
All right.
On this date, 1965, the first United States combat troops went to South Vietnam. On this date, 1969, the Boeing 747 flew its inaugural flight.
Look at you go.
Some airlines still rocking that same one. 1997, okay, this was 97.
Okay.
29 years ago, The Simpsons became the longest running primetime animated series. And that was a long time ago. And they have not let up. The Flintstones was the record holder previously. But just like the stock show record, they were bested. On this date, what?
How did 1997 become 29 years ago? I'm not going to be right for the rest
of the
day.
That's when I graduated high school, too, so it's a little sobering.
So much fun at your reunion.
Yeah, okay. On this date, it was sports-related in 2009. He was a member of the New York Yankees at the time, but A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, admitted he took banned substances from the years he was with your Texas Rangers, so yay.
Let's make some better choices.
Well, you think it would have helped a little bit, but unfortunately, no. The Rangers still stunk while he was here.
And it is Alternative Vice Day. That's not how to celebrate, A-Rod.
And it was only a few years ago that we had to stop paying, finally, the guy. Golly. It was a great business decision. Happy Monday birthdays. He is a footballer. He plays for the Philadelphia Eagles. Running back Saquon Barkley is 29 today. Michael B. Jordan, not the Michael Jordan, but the actor Michael B. Jordan. He be 39 today. One of Taylor Swift's ex, you got to narrow it down, Tom Hiddleston is 45.
They are never, ever getting back together.
Yeah, probably not at this point. Actually, I'm not going to rule it out. I don't know. She just dropped a new video over the weekend. Elle made me watch it.
How fun for you.
It's fun being married sometimes. Charlie Day of It's Always Sunny is 50 today. Oh, we got this. We might dig this up in the flashback. Happy birthday to Travis Tritt.
Woo!
63 today.
Great day to be alive.
Judith Light is 77.
Who's the boss? Angela.
Angela.
That's right.
Mona. And then Mia Farrow is 81. And Joe Pesci is 83 today. You laughing at me?
No.
You laughing at me?
No way.
Of course not. There you go. That is why we love this one. Yeah, it was a record setter and a whole lot more stock show, and we were there. Coming up.
KB and Heather Lee.